person to person, 10 to 10, may yu'wini, may yansuruni, hatta uballigha risalata rabbi. Who will shelter me? Who will become my helper for what? Hatta uballigha risalata rabbi, so that I can make tabligh of this deen. Year in, year out. And yet they would beat him. They would persecute him. They would hurt him. They would maim him. They would pick up stones and rocks and fling it at him. Sacrifice upon sacrifice upon sacrifice was given. One goal, one fikr, one worry, one concern for humanity to get hidayat. For one person to be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannat. This was the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Finally, in the 11th year of Nubuwwat, time is limited, I'm cutting it short. Late one night, during the Hajj, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the side of where today the big shaitan is, in Aqaba, in Mina. He notices six youngsters. This is according to the riwayat that is mentioned in Bayhaqi's Dalail al-Nubuwa. Other kitabs of history, other names are mentioned. But in this riwayat, these six sahaba are mentioned. Abul Haytham bin Tayhan, Ubadah bin Samit, Saad bin Rabi', As'ad bin Zurara, Abdullah bin Rawaha, and Haritha bin Nu'man, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Six young men from Yathrib, which later came to be known as Medina Munawwara. Late at night, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sees them. He goes to them. He says, I have a message for you. I am the last Nabi of Allah. Will you listen to my message? They start whispering amongst themselves that the Jews of Medina used to taunt us, that the time for the last Nabi is near and that the Nabi will come from the Jews. Maybe they were correct about the timing, but maybe they made a mistake. It's not from the Jews. It will be from the Arabs. So if we accept his message and he is really the Nabi, let us hear him out. So we will beat the Jews to it. This is what they are whispering amongst themselves. So they say, what is your message? Allah's Rasul starts reciting the last two surah, last two rukus of Surah Ibrahim. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَنْ نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم. He carries on till he reaches the last verse of Surah Ibrahim. هذا بلاغ للناس ولينذروا به وليعلموا أنما هو إله واحد وليذكر أولو الألباب. By the time he has reached this verse, their hearts are melted. And each one of them say, أشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهدوا أنك رسول الله. And then immediately with accepting Iman, command us, we will carry out whatever you want. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, go back to Medina and work amongst the people of Medina. He sends them back. Next year, 12 people come. The persecution continues. The hardship in Makkah continues. But now, the heart of the Nabi is light. The people of Yathrib are coming. The people of Yathrib are coming. The people of Yathrib are coming. Finally, in the 13th year of Nubuwwat, 72 people from Medina Munawwara, 70 men, 2 women, Umme Mani and Umme Ammara radiallahu anhum ajma'in. Late one night in Aqaba, an oath, a bayat is about to take place. This is the Bismillah of Hijrat. The foundation of Hijrat is going to be planted. The people of Medina accepting this call. May yuwini, may yansuruni, hatta uballigha risalata rabbi. Who will shelter me? Who will help me so that I can make tabligh of this deen? This jamaat has come to accept this call and this taqaza of deen from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this will be the foundation on which hijrat will take place. Before this oath can take place, Abbas bin Nadla cautions them. Ya ma'ashar al-khazraj, هل تدرون على ما تبايعون هذا الرجل تبايعونه على حرب الأحمر والأسود من الناس فإن كنتم ترون أنكم إذا أنهكت أموالكم مصيبة وأشرافكم قتلى أسلمتموه فمن الآن فهو والله خزي الدنيا والآخرة وإن كنتم ترون أنكم وافون بما دعوتموه إليه على نهكة الأموال وقتل الأشراف فخذوه فهو والله خير الدنيا والآخرة. no time to translate this, the crux of what he said. He said, O people of Medina, before you place your hand in the hand of this Nabi, I want to warn you. I want to caution you. Understand the ramifications of what you are about to do. Understand the consequences. My respected brothers, this deen reached us with qurbani. This deen reached us with sacrifice. This life and wealth is not ours, it belongs to Allah. Inna Allah ashtara min al-mu'mineen anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahumul jannah. Allah has purchased our wealth and our lives. It doesn't belong to us, it belongs to Allah. Ask ourselves this question before we translate this riwayat. Ask ourselves this question. Another year has come. Another hijrat. Another year, another Muharram. Have we not gone closer to that qabr? How much longer are we going to make dushmani with Allah? How much longer are we going to turn our backs on Allah? That day is coming. Those who did not heed Allah's call, the announcement will be made. أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ. Did we not give you enough life? Did we not give you enough life? You could have heeded our warners came. Understand halat and conditions that humanity is faced with. This is a wake-up call for us. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So that we go back to Allah. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. The door of Tawbah is open. Do not ever feel that my gunas are too much running behind this dunya. I can't go back to Allah. Wallah, Allah is waiting. Ibn Qudama Hanbali in his Kitab al-Tawabin, he mentions one incident. It is late one night in Medina Munawara. There is one person, his whole life was spent what? Singing. He used to sing privately, earn a few pennies. Haram activity. He got old, the voice started croaking. No more voice left. So now he couldn't sing. He's hungry. In Baqi late at night, oh my Allah. Now he turns to Allah, not even sincerely. Oh my Allah. I can no longer sing, my voice is croaking. Ya Allah, I am hungry. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, feed me. Now he's turning to Allah. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who is sleeping in the courtyard of Masjid al-Nabawi, all of a sudden a voice calls out, Umar, my slave is in Baqi, go to his service. Go and attend to his need. Umar is shocked. Who is this pious person? Who is this wali of Allah? The command has come. Umar rushes, bareheaded, barefoot, running towards Baqi. This man sees Umar from the distance running. Umar's temperament was well known. Umar radiallahu ta'ala was Faruq. Farraqa bayn al-haqq wal-batil. This man thinks Umar has found out about me. He's going to punish me. So when he sees Umar running, especially noticing that Umar is bareheaded, barefoot, he starts running. Umar says, stop running. I haven't come, I have been sent. When he hears this, he stops and he turns around. Who sent you? He says, that Zat and that being whom you called out to, he sent me. Now regret dawned on the heart. That Ya Allah, my whole life I disobeyed you. Ya Allah, my whole life I spent in haram. I turned to you once and you sent Umar. Now with regret from the heart, he looks to the heavens and he says, oh my Allah, forgive me. He says it with such remorse that there and then he passes away on the spot. Umar performs the janazah of this person radiallahu ta'ala. Such an Allah for such people, Quran. What Quran comes? What type of Quran is there for sinners? Logically, when your staff disobeys you, or your child is disobedient to you, you don't address him with compassion and kindness. What's wrong with you? Nalaik, you are like this, you are like that. Even if you want to forgive him, even if you want to overlook his fault, you don't praise him, you don't address him with compassion yet. Allahu Akbar, where are we going to find such an Allah? What type of Quran? Call, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is Allah addressing? Who is Allah addressing? Asrafu ala anfusihim. This word Allah carries connotations of what? Of a person whose entire life is in Allah's disobedience. No salah, no soam, no fasting, no zakat, nothing in his life. Guna upon guna. Asrafu ala anfusihim. He has transgressed upon his soul. His whole life has been spent in Allah's enmity, Allah's disobedience. Such a person Allah addresses how? Ya ibadi. Ya ibadi. Allahu Akbar. Oh my beloved slave. Oh my beloved slave. And what is Allah saying? What is Quran saying? La taqnatu min rahmatillah. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allahu. Quran doesn't stop there. Inna. Inna. Inna is stress. Emphasis. Inna. Then isme zat. Allah. Inna Allah. Yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah doesn't stop. Allah doesn't say, oh my beloved slave who transgressed upon his soul, never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah, verily Allah forgives all sins. Still it doesn't stop. Innahu. Again, inna. Again stress, again emphasis. Who, referring to isme zat again. Innahu. And then huwa al-ghafur al-rahim. How much longer are we going to make dushmani with such an Allah? How much longer are we going to run away from such an Allah? The doors of Allah's mercy are open. Allah is waiting. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? When are we going to knock the door of Tawbah? When are we going to knock the door of repentance? When are we going to really put brakes on this life of running away from Allah and come to that life which Quran calls out, Fafirru ilallah, Fafirru ilallah, Fafirru ilallah. Run back to Allah. Run back to Allah. Run back to Allah. Understand where this deen came from. We are not an ordinary ummah. 1439 AH Hijrah. What was Hijrat? Allahu Akbar. Coming back to that incident, Abbas bin Nadla translate. I'm translating it now. He says to the people of Medina, O people of Medina, when you place your hand in the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, let me tell you, this is not a possibility. This is not a likelihood. This is an absolute certainty. What will happen? He says, your menfolk will be slaughtered. Your women will become widows. Your children will become orphans. You will become poor. The streets of Medina will flow with your blood. The whole world will become your enemies. When you place your hand in the hand of this Nabi. So I am warning you beforehand. Realize and accept the ramifications of what you are about to do. Understand the consequences. What does Abul Haysam bin Tehan radiyallahu ta'ala say? Dana anka ya Abbas. Abbas, stop what you are doing. Stop trying to dissuade us. Ya Rasulullah, if whatever Abbas says will happen, happens, what will Allah give us? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Jannah. Allah will give you Jannat. Allah will give you Jannat. Each one takes the bayat. One, Allahu Akbar, one riwayat it comes. Abul Haysam bin Tehan says, Ya Rasulullah, I only have one question. Call it a condition. Not a condition. One question. One request. What was the request? He says, Ya Rasulullah, we will accept you in Medina. Whatever qurbani and sacrifice is required, we will give. Our men will be slaughtered. Our women will become widows. Our children will become orphans. And then through that qurbani and sacrifice, ثُمَّ أَذْهَرَكَ اللَّهُ, Allah will spread his deen. Through that qurbani and sacrifice, hidayat will spread. Ya Rasulullah, at that time, will you leave us and go back to Makkah? Will you leave us and go back to Makkah? Fatabassama Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Nabi Ismail. And he said, Balid dam ad dam wal hadam al hadam. Ana minkum wa antum minni. Uharib man harabtum wa usalim man salamtum. He said, Mera jina tumhare saath hai, mera marna tumhare saath. I am from you are from me. Lo salaka nas wadiya, wa salakati lansar wadiya, la salaktu wadiya lansar. He said, if the whole world goes in one direction and the helpers of my deen, the Ansar of Medina, go in another direction, I will go in the direction of the Ansar of Medina. It was this that formed the foundation of Hijrah. And on this, Sahaba gave Rai in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu that established the calendar of Islam on this. Gar chorna, biwi bachya chorna. The Nabi of Allah is asked, Ayul imani afdal. What is the height of Iman? What is the pinnacle of Iman? What is the goal of Iman? What was the response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Al-Hijrah. Al-Hijrah, an ummat of hijrat, an ummat of qurbani, an ummat of sacrifice. 23 years of tireless qurbani. Muharram has come. We have just passed Zulhijjah on the plains of Mina and Arafat. My Nabi addressed that gathering of Sahaba-i-Kiram. How did he begin his address? Asa Allah talqawni ba'da ami hadha. Oh my Sahaba, after this day you will see me no more. Then he delivered his khutbah. At the end of it, one question. Many times I have mentioned it. This muzakara is necessary. Remind ourselves, what was the worry in his heart? As he is bidding farewell to his ummah, what was the cry in the heart? His worry was not for that majma and gathering in front of him. Their jannat was already guaranteed. Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Talha fil Jannah, Zubair fil Jannah, Saad bin Abi Waqqas fil Jannah, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah fil Jannah, Abdurrahman bin Auf fil Jannah, Saeed bin Zayd fil Jannah, 10 Sahaba, Ashra Mubashara. In this world, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jannati, the wives of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Nisa an Nabi, Lastunna ka ahadim minan Nisa. Allah says, O wives of the Prophet, there are no women like you. Jannatis, the family of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his daughter, Sayyidatu Nisa ya Ahlil Jannah, Fatima. He said, my daughter Fatima will be the queen of the women of Jannah. His grandchildren, Sayyida, Shabab ya Ahlil Jannah, Al Hasan ul Hussein. He said, the lead of the youth of Jannah will be Hassan and Hussein, my grandchildren, the rest of Sahaba. Allah reveals in His Quran that which was not revealed upon any Nabi before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What did He say? What does Allah say? Kullan, kullan, O my Nabi, your Sahaba, kullan, Sahaba of Makkah, kullan, Sahaba of Hijrah, kullan, Sahaba of Medina, kullan, Sahaba of Badr, kullan, Sahaba of Uhud, kullan, Sahaba of Hudaybiyah, kullan sahaba of Fateh Makkah, kullan sahaba of Hunain, kullan, every sahabi, wa'adallahu al-husna. Allah makes wada and oath, they are jannatis. Every sahabi, their jannat was already guaranteed. Who was he worried about? Who was he crying for? What was the pain in the heart when he asked this question? Hal ballagd. Oh my Sahaba, have I fulfilled the haqq of tabligh? Have I conveyed? Have I conveyed with one voice? They had in front of them that qurbani. They had in front of them that cry. They had in front of them that pain. They had that manzar and scene. Sahabi comes, lifts his kurta, one stone tied to the stomach. The Nabi of Allah lifts his kurta. وَبَطْنُهُ مَرْبُوتَةٌ بِحَجَرَيْنِ. Two stones tied to his stomach. They had that manzar and scene. The daughters of the Nabi of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, given talaq in public. They had it in front of them. Months would pass. Al-Rayn al-Hilal, Thumma Rayn al-Hilal, Thumma Rayn al-Hilal. We saw one moon, then the next moon, then the next moon. Wama uqida fi bayti Rasulullah.